Usually he's so careful.
But that night, after a few pints, he really opened up. He told me about these missile plans. Beyond top secret. He showed me the memory stick. He waved it in front of me.
I knew about these things getting lost. Ending up on rubbish tips and whatnot. But there it was. And I thought, well, I thought it could be worth a fortune. It was pretty easy to get the thing off him. He was so blasted. Next time I saw him, I could tell by the look on his face that he knew.
What have you done with the fire?
What happened?
I was going to call an ambulance, but it was too late. I just didn't have a clue what to do. So I dragged him in here. I just sat in the dark, thinking.
When a neat little idea popped into your head. Way away from here. His body would have gone on for ages if the train hadn't hit a stretch of track of curve.
And points.
Exactly.
You still have it then, the memory stick?
Fetch it for me, if you wouldn't mind. Continues.
Well, maybe that's over too. We've heard nothing from the bomber.
5 pips, remember, John. It's a countdown. We've only had 4.
You bastard, too?
No. No, no! Of course he's not the boy's father. Look at the turn-ups on his jeans.
Knew it was dangerous. Getting you into crap telly.
What a patch on Connie Prince.
You given Mycroft the memory stick yet?
Yep. He was over the moon. Threatened me with a knighthood. Again.
You know, I'm still waiting. For you to admit that a little knowledge of the solar system and you'd have cleared up the fake painting a lot quicker.
Didn't do you any good, did it?
No, but I'm not the world's only consulting detective.
True.
I won't be in for tea. I'm going to Sarah's. There's still some of that risotto left in the fridge. Milk. We need milk.
I'll get some.
Really?
Really?